Crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossovers.
Crossover.
Off to the double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover. Gary Sharp Show. Wow, this headset is loud. Featuring George.
No, that's mine.
That's yours? I apologize.
Yeah, it's
that's
yours.
That's yours right there?
No.
I thought that was yours right there.
I don't know.
Hello.
You want to turn down? I think I'll this be might fine. Be yours.
That is mine, right?
There you
okay.
go.
Yeah, that was mine. Okay, cool. That's all right. Thank you
very
much.
Hey, where in...
that was loud.
What part of hell is the place for the person that designed the parking lot or the development at 72nd and Dodge where Starbucks is?
For real.
So if you had to rank like the worst parking lots that have businesses in Omaha,
right.
That one would be 1, 2, 3. Who would be fourth?
Well,
that
you know,
parking lot is awful.
It's funny you say that because it was a little bit better because they were remodeling your place, right? It was Sprint. Now it's T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So that was closed for a long time. It made it a lot easier, even though we went there a lot because that's where the GameStop is that I take my kids
street.
To. So that's a problem, right? Yes, it is very difficult because the line is very long at Starbucks. It's hard to get through.
I mean, you have three of the more like popular brands that are all like right next to each other.
Yeah.
T-Mobile, Sprint, Chipotle, and then Starbucks, which the Starbucks, I don't know. It was here when I moved here, so I don't know what was there before. But to
it's
put
been
a,
there forever.
But to put a Starbucks right there and the way the parking lot is designed, you can't get in and out of there. I wasn't going to Starbucks. You can't get in and out of there if there's like even 5, 6 cars
and
in Starbucks.
Both sides. So the scooters is at the corner.
Yeah.
And when you try to go in the little part by U.S. Cellular or Fuddruckers and you try to get around, that's blocked off too. So you can't get to that scooters most times. That whole intersection is bad. It's always been bad though. How hard is it to get in and out to get to Target sometimes? Because instead of having a left turn off of 72nd, one of the busiest streets in the country, you can't do that. When you're going on Dodge, you got to go past the Target, go down like you're going to the old bookstore, make the turn. It's too much work to get to Target. I want an easier entrance to Target. I think that whole intersection, no matter what block, even Jimmy John's times, the cars go out in the street. They come all the way out in the street.
Across the street?
Yes, where you go into the 20s. Right there, I'm not going to the 20s, but it's on the way to the 20s. Anyway, there you have the whole Jimmy John's where it's not long enough for the drive-thru, so people are parked in the street. Yeah, it's just a mess.
So this ought to be fun when they get going on the Crossroads development and there are more businesses and residents and cars.
Well, here's the thing.
That intersection will be a load of fun.
You know the TIF, right, which is a big part of that. The initial TIF that they were proposing wasn't for deconstruction, construction. It was for easement. It was trying to figure out a way to get people in and out of that place. They wanted to build a separate road to get people in and out of whatever they were going to design. It was going to be mixed use. It was going to be apartments. It was going to be a grocery store. It was going to be businesses. And they were like, well, if that's the case, how are we getting people in and out of here? Because they haven't had a lot of business since the mall was in its heyday in the 80s.
No.
Right? So,
and if you haven't driven by there by now.
It's amazing.
You just have the memories because it's all gone.
It's amazing. My kids, every time we drive by and another building is gone, they're like, oh, my God, it's completely torn down. So it doesn't take very long once they finally get started, but it's taken 20 years to get to this point.
So I lived with a guy that was from Bellevue in college, and I didn't know much about Omaha other than coming over to go to the College World Series. And one of the first places he took me to was Crossroads, and I was enamored because of the cones.
Yes, reminded me of
the
Colorado,
cones.
Right? Reminds you of Colorado.
See the cones from a while, and we went inside the food court and looked up, and then I never got to go back to Crossroads in its heyday.
The only time I've been there is two different things. One, I don't remember, they put a Chick-fil-A in there. It wasn't a real Chick-fil-A.
I remember hearing about
that. At lunch, they would go pick the Chick-fil-A sandwiches up, and then they would bring them to this particular location inside of Crossroads and reheat them. This is before we actually had real Chick-fil-A. This is when it was only inside of Mutual.
Yeah, okay, so that was the first one here.
It was only inside of Mutual, and you had to work there or whatever, know somebody, to get you stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they went from that to putting this little kiosk inside of the mall where you could get the sandwich from. That was all you could get. You get the fries, no lemonade, just the sandwiches. And so I went there for that. And then, of course, my wife has, you know, Target is her main stock, so we go there all the time.
Yeah, Target is one of those places where you just don't go there for one thing.
It's hard to do that. It's like going to Costco. You can't just walk in there and grab all the toilet paper you need.
Somebody said this the other day. They said, you know, the dollar store. Well, Target is like the $100 store. Because you can't walk in without spending at least $100.
That is very true. That is very true.
See, the one thing I upset about the dollar store, I frequent the dollar store, is not all dollar stores in this town are created equal.
No, of course not.
There's some places you find certain things, other places you can't. They got to fix that.
Or Family Dollar isn't the same as Dollar Tree.
Oh, no.
Which isn't the same as any of the other dollar stores. Now, you can buy, I bought this a while ago, you can buy the dollar stock, which has all three of the major dollar stores under the same code or whatever. And you could buy that. And there was a time about 5 or 6 years ago where, like, Macy's stock was dropping and all the big stores, but the dollar stores were just killing it. But then I found out later that dollar stores destroy businesses in small towns, and I felt bad. Felt bad about that.
Well,
yeah.
I've never been in a Dollar Tree that has not been busy in this town.
Yeah, trust me. They do very well. The one that's on Leavenworth, which I would say is a little questionable.
Yeah.
Anyway, that one, you will find the most random things that you could ever find any place in this beautiful country. Try it sometime. Just think, I'm going to go buy the most random thing in here, and you will find something awesome and random.
Well, there's another parking lot where the Dollar Tree here is on 72nd, not very far from Dodge, where you've got a couple other popular places that are sharing a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nightmare to get in and
nightmare
out of
get in
that
out.
Dollar Tree. Because you got Freddy's, and then you have
Steakhouse,
and then you have a popular sushi place.
Don't forget about the sushi place. Yeah, it used to be Sushi Ichiban, and then became Sakura Bana. Yes, you're right.
They have a breakup?
They changed the name because...
Oh, I didn't know if it was named after a particular person.
No, so if you remember this, it used to be at 84th and Center.
Uh-huh.
Oh, excuse me, 84th and Dodge. That's where the IHOP used to be.
Yes.
IHOP closed. They opened Sushi Ichiban. Then when they moved to the location at like 74th and Dodge, they changed the name to Sakura Bana, which is the, I believe, Japanese state flower or country flower.
It's a good place.
Yeah, I liked it. They have something called Godzilla Rolls.
Mm.
They're only two pieces,
but
they're delicious. They're incredible. I'm a big fan of them.
What would be a place? So you saw the video from Orlando where they got a White Castle. A lot of people.
I did not see it. Were they celebrating the White Castle?
They got a White Castle drive-in.
Yeah.
Okay. So people, you know, in Orlando want to stay regular, so they want to go to White Castle. But it was lines for miles and miles, to get into White Castle. I waited. I was in Des Moines. A couple of weeks ago, well, probably about a month ago, a Steak and Shake has opened near Jordan Creek in West Des Moines.
These are two of the most overrated places in terms of fast food in America.
You're terrible.
But they sounded really,
really America.
Good.
No. In America. Mike. Don't give me a thin burger. Why do I want to have to get a double just to get the burger to be the same size? I also don't like shoestring fries.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so Crystal,
what
by the way.
The shakes?
First of all,
yeah,
I don't like ice cream. So listen, here's the thing. I like entrees. Give me food. Okay, so here you go. Crystal is better than White Castle.
Yes.
First of all. Okay.
But
White Castle causes diarrhea. Second, that's documented. Yeah. That's documented. And then, again, Steak and Shake, yes, I'm sure the steaks, the shakes are great. But the hamburgers aren't good. That's your main thing. Mm. And the fries are thin. I hate thin fries.
I think we're going to disagree here.
Yeah.
But I waited 55 minutes in line.
You wait at Steak and Shake, you have problems. Go to Five Guys. You want a good burger?
No.
So much better burger.
Five Guys, I'd be out for like 4 days.
Smash Burger, a better burger. There's probably 100 places in this country that have better
burger. I was in Des Moines. It was a Steak and Shake. It's the first Steak and Shake there. I wanted to go. Little did I realize, because they can't hire enough employees, they had to just go drive-thru only.
Yeah.
And there's more and more places that are going to have doing that because they can't. They're not hiring people, so they can only do drive-thru.
Yeah.
So I waited that long. That's the longest I've ever waited in a drive-thru. So people in Orlando, they were saying it was like an hour and a half.
For White Castle?
Yes.
When I was
six years old. So what would be your fast food place that you would wait in line?
Let me tell you real quick. When I was 6 years old, living in the Bronx, there was a White Castle that was down by the A&P, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even then, as a child who had very little, much of a palate, didn't know, I thought the White Castles were gross. Okay? So I would never sit in line for White Castle. The longest I've ever been in line for anything ever was when the new Chick-fil-A opened up off of in Bellevue. When that one opened up, we were there to do a story. And then afterwards,
right off of
75, right off of the Kennedy. We went over there. We were doing a story. Then afterwards, we decided to get something to eat. And we sat in line. It was probably 35, 40 minutes we sat in line. And by the way, you mentioning the drive-thru. Google this. Innovative drive-thrus or newfangled, whatever. All these new places. It started with Shake Shack. Talking about a good hamburger. It started with Shake Shack, where they designed their drive-thru because they knew it was coming from this pandemic. And it's multiple lanes. It's
got more than two?
Yeah, it's like
everybody's got two.
It's like three or four lanes, and it's got this automated system that's like a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And the food comes out to you like in these conveyors, like the banks, but not through a tube. And it's remarkable. And I know Chick-fil-A is working on it. McDonald's is working on it. Taco Bell has a new one. All of these places, because of what happened during the pandemic, are redoing their drive-thrus.
Chick-fil-A is probably the most efficient with their drive-thru.
Oh, yeah, especially when they put the person out there who's taking your order fast. Yeah, they're good with that.
Real good with
they're
that.
They're really good. Rally's has a better burger than Shake and Steak. Checkers and Rally's, better burger.
But unfortunately, you and I have been in different parts of the country. We do not have either one here.
No, we don't.
No.
There's a lot. We don't have Whataburger here. Mm-mm. We don't have...
Got to drive to Overland Park right now.
They don't have El Pollo Loco. They don't have that.
Nope.
Which I think is a pretty good chicken.
They do not have a Pollo Tropical.
No, they do not.
They do not have that. We had a plan years ago that when Crossroads was first started to the point where there was nothing in there except for the Nike store, or not the Nike store, the Foot Locker, we said, do this. Tear everything out of there and make the Federation of Food. Mm. And all you would do is get all these food places we didn't have. At the time, we didn't have Chick-fil-A. Obviously, we didn't have In-N-Out. And you just bring them in there and you process and do everything inside that building. And so, like they kind of now do with the food truck rallies.
Yeah.
Do everything in one location. We all go there, and we can get all the food we can't get from anywhere else. I thought it would have been a great idea. Even churches. I mean, there's so many. With all the fast food we have here in this city, and we have a ton, we're also missing a lot, which is kind of interesting.
It seems though we don't have – I know you say that. It seems like we don't have as many fast food restaurants as you would think. Like Omaha would be a good testing ground.
They are.
And living in Florida, it's like a haven for – companies to come test stuff out.
Because that's the same thing here.
You get people from all over the country. I thought we still have a lot of local places, which is good.
It is good, but we also
we have some of the fast food are local places.
Well, what,
like there's
what
a Scooters on every corner nowadays.
What don't we have in terms of the major burger places?
Well, Whataburger is.
We don't have Whataburger, and that really doesn't.
Shake Shack.
It doesn't get this north.
No.
And Shake Shack doesn't get this west. So that's kind of understandable, right? But we have the majority of the other stuff, don't we? I mean, at one point we had. The gourmet burger places. We had Smash Burger, Five Guys. I had one in my head just now that I'm missing. But those were all the gourmet burger places. We had all of those. We obviously have the McDonald's, Burger King, Hardee's, and Arby's. We have Samurai Sam's, which is kind of popular in other places. If you like a chicken teriyaki bowl. I think we have a good selection.
Samurai Sam started in Lincoln?
I have no idea. The one I had...
Maybe it wasn't started in Lincoln. It was owned by former Husker players. They had it next to a U-stop on 17th.
Did it do well?
Probably.
It should kill.
After 2 a.m., it was really good.
It should kill. It should really kill. And then we have some stuff that you mentioned kind of local, like the Amigos.
Yeah.
Which is really good. And then A&W is connected sometimes to the Amigos, and they have the Winchells in there too, and that's pretty good. I've never gotten to the point where I said to myself, we don't have enough fast food places. We have Jimmy John's. We have Subway. We have Witch. We have Planet Subs. We have... Almost every kind of subject.
A lot of votes for what drive-through you would wait the longest in. Shocker in this town, Canes. Canes and Culver's.
I hate to talk.
Why
about...
Why do I think this is coming?
People's. I don't
this
want.
Is like
I don't
a
want to,
rant.
I'm not
here.
Criticizing
well,
anyone's taste. I'm not at all. Okay, but if you're
I feel
over,
you
if
might
you're
be.
If you're no. over 14 years old, and you're waiting in line to get the non-crispy. Very average flavored chicken from Cane's. You have some sort of problem.
It's the sauce.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going
to
wait.
If you have
for
to
sauce,
get the sauce, the
what about
chicken
the bread?
Isn't any good.
What about the bread?
The only good thing
good
is
too.
The bread. No, the bread's good. I'll
bread's
give you.
Good.
The Texas toast is outstanding. But so I have a younger son in Logan who loves it. And so when we go there, he's the only one that gets it, by the way. Matter of fact, we'll go to Panda Express and get stuff there instead in getting that. But... I'm like, if you're going to get fried chicken or even chicken strips, we have so many great chicken strip places in this city. I mean, really good restaurants that do chicken strips. Even the place that I can't stand, Cheddar's, has a better chicken strip than they have at Cane's. And it's really not even close. By the way, they use funnel cake batter there to make their chicken strips. It's incredible.
That sounds great.
It's really good. Yeah. But yeah, I never quite understood going to Cane's for their limited menu and getting chicken strips.
George, would you like to defend your favorite drive-through down the street here?
Are we talking about Popeyes?
Popeyes is my favorite. Good call.
By the way, that's not an easy place to get into either.
No, like, legitimately.
Well, if you're not, obviously, and we're talking 2021, if you're not using the Popeyes app, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You've got to use the Popeyes app because we already know what Popeyes is. Popeyes is called, it's just slow. It's always going to be, I don't care if you're in Washington, D.C., Hawaii, I don't care. Popeyes is just slow. It's always going to be that way. Do you remember the one that used to be by, it's still over there by where Caniglia's used to be, when you get on 30th Street? So you take it, if you take the Kennedy back towards North Omaha,
mm-hmm.
and you come out on 30th Street,
mm-hmm.
and there was Caniglia's right there, right? Or Mr. Yeah. C's, excuse me, Mr. C's. There's a Popeyes right there. 4-hour wait. I'm not joking. And I don't care what's going on. There's always a wait there. So you have to use the app. Use the app. You put everything in there. You show up. They bring it out to you. You're good to go. You're gold.
See, this would be a good summertime topic as well, talking about food, is like the oddest 3-in-a-row restaurants in this town.
Oh.
Like the Popeyes that is on L Street.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be across the street from the new high school.
Yes.
So you have Popeyes, you have Taco John's, and then you have Village Inn.
Well, that's a heck of a combination.
I mean, that's...
It takes care of everything you need.
Woo!
Well, you know the ultimate, right? The ultimate is always going to be, and I know it's, I don't always feel comfortable going to this place after what happened, but the Long John Silver KFC Pizza Hut that is on 30th is still one of the most remarkable creations of all time. When you can roll in and get fish sandwich... And you get KFC mashed potato bowl while you're getting a personal pan pizza. That is the ultimate combination of anything ever put together.
See, they were ahead of the gas stations, like the truck stops.
Yes.
That all of a sudden have these massive food courts.
Did you grow up driving up and down 85 or 95?
No.
So I did grow up because we lived in Pennsylvania, New York, and we'd come back to New Orleans. Yeah. So we 85 or 95. And they were the first places, I think the first interstate, to have the middle section.
Yes.
Where you get off and it's a food court bonanza. Well, by the way, they had bonanza in there. And I'd love that. That was perfect for the kid because, you know, you never knew what the parent wanted, what the kid wanted. And it was so much choice. That was the best. And it wasn't driving around. It was on one spot, you know. What do they call those? They call them
islands? I don't know. They're
Pavilion, not Pavilion.
They're
something like
super
that.
Popular.
They are very popular.
They're extremely popular.
In 85 and 95 were the two interstates I remember seeing them the most. It's
then,
something with a P.
Then you have on, I think it's 44 going down to Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
From here, if you stay on 44, they have, it might not be 44. It's the McDonald's that's like the world's largest McDonald's is over the interstate.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
But it's got like more than McDonald's. It's got like a hotel. It's got all these other restaurants.
I want to go there. Where is it? Tell me where it is again.
I believe it's on 44 when you're driving from when you're driving to Tulsa.
I would like to go to the world's largest McDonald's. I'll do that.
I would too.
I would try that. I've been to, you know, I stop every time we go past the world's largest truck stop.
You guys been to Rock and Roll McDonald's in Chicago?
No, I have not.
Oh, yeah, downtown.
I've not seen it. I've seen it, but I've never been in there.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
We have one of those in New Orleans.
I'd rather go to Portillo's that is across the street.
Let's be honest. Let me give you props. That place is incredible.
Okay, so
What can't you get?
Oh, I know. I was just going to say that. So the first time I went there, you know, everybody tells you when you say that you're going there for the first time, they'll tell you, hey, you got to get this. And then you go in there, and their menu has like, it's like the Cheesecake
There's
Factory.
There's five menus.
It's like the Cheesecake Factory.
There's five different menus.
Yeah. It's not just like hot dogs and hot beef sandwiches.
No.
It's like the shakes, and you got all this other food. And I'm like, wait a minute. I was just told that you were coming here for a sandwich. And all of a sudden, they got everything.
You can get like a bowl. Which is really good. Every time we go to Chicago, that's one of our main stops is to go to Portillo's.
I will be there tomorrow.
That place is really good.
Really?
1,000% will be there tomorrow.
They kill it.
It's the must stop whenever I go home. People are like, oh, when you go home, where's the one place you stop? It is Portillo's, and most likely I'll probably go there twice.
Yeah, and people would probably think of that as being kind of a tourist spot, but even the locals go eat there as well.
Yeah, that just happens to be a lot of tourists because where it's located, but if you go out in the burbs.
Well, that's what we go to.
They're packed.
When you're leaving Evanston, there's one when you're leaving out of Evanston and you go onto that like first main road after you get out of that neighborhood, it's right off there off the right, and it's kind of still in the suburbs, and that's the one we went to. It was packed with Nebraska fans. Just from when you walked in, read all the way through. That's where all the Nebraska fans went before they left.
They knew.
Yeah, yep. They knew where to stop. It's really good. That's a place. Can we get one of those here? I'll trade you.
Well, are they
several
even,
places?
Are they even outside of Chicago?
Are they outside of Illinois?
Yes, they are. There's a couple. There's two locations in Arizona. There's one in Florida.
Oh, if Arizona could get it.
Yeah, Arizona's got
why can't
two.
Can we have it?
Yeah, Arizona's got two locations.
Even on the title, it says hot dogs, beef, burgers, yeah. and salad.
So probably in Arizona because you have a lot of snowbirds from
that is true.
Chicago.
Yeah. That is true.
And then in Florida, I don't know what the connection would be.
Well,
there.
Again, snowbirds. I mean, people move from the north to the south, and they go to Florida.
You don't get a lot of Chicago.
Not
ones.
Chicago. I know you.
They
New
go
York.
To Arizona.
I know you go. Oh. You go east
Florida,
a lot of times.
Florida gets a lot of New York and New England.
Uh-huh.
And then Arizona, like Iowa, Nebraskans, and Illinoisans, and they go to Arizona.
So you also have two in Los Angeles, one in Minneapolis, two in Minneapolis.
Jesus.
Really?
One in Michigan, Sterling Heights, Michigan.
George.
And then throughout
I think
Illinois.
You should inquire on some franchising.
And how about Madison? West Madison, Wisconsin.
That's smart. Go to a college town.
Springfield.
You got a lot of people. You got a lot of people from the Chicago area go to school at UW.
Indianapolis. Indiana. Awesome. So you have a good little choice. They're in about six different
states.
You
know what place where I'm really surprised that if we're using this mindset that you have a lot of Chicagoans that go to college? Iowa City.
Oh, that's a good
I mean,
one.
There's a ton of people from Chicago that go to University of Iowa.
That's a really good one.
I just got a guy who said there's a place called Blake's Lotaburger. It's in New Mexico. It's in Albuquerque. And you know the, what's it called? What's the place in Breaking Bad? Hermanos. Polo Hermanos? What is it called? The place that's in Breaking Bad that's not real, it's actually Blake's Lotaburger. And that's what they use as kind of their template for it. And we used to always joke because it never was crowded, but they have 50 of them. And we're like, they must be selling drugs out of there. But they have late night and early morning. So it's burrito, it's breakfast burritos in the morning, and they're double Lotaburger, Blake's Lotaburger in the evening. But nobody's there in the middle of the day. But it's a really good spot. Now it would never come out here.
Now think about if you go somewhere else and you run into a Nebraska franchise, like Valentino's used to have a place in Des Moines, and so I didn't know the story that it was originally from Nebraska, but you see Valentino's now and you outside of like Nebraska, I think they're way down on their locations. You go, huh? Even a Runza. You ever been to small town Iowa and run into a Runza?
No, not on purpose.
Well, we know that Five Guys and Runza will not be buying any sponsorship on
no,
this radio
no,
station.
I'm not against Five Guys. I think Five Guys does a great job.
Not Five Guys, Canes.
Yeah, not Canes.
Five Guys is everywhere.
Yeah, Five Guys is good, and it is everywhere. Here's what happened to me.
Like, so, I'll tell you one quick thing here.
Okay.
About Nebraska-based franchises, when you see somewhere else, you do a double take. Scooters.
Yeah. I didn't know Scooters was Nebraska-based.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Scooters was national.
I had never seen one until I got here.
Is that true? I didn't. I had no idea. You know where we?
And
first,
now they have.
I didn't know
they're highly
coffee.
Successful. They're all over the place now.
I didn't know they had coffee. We went there for the ice cream. The boys wanted
they
ice
have
cream.
Ice cream.
We went there for the ice cream.
Gelato or ice cream?
I think it's more like Froyo.
Oh.
To the machines.
Oh, wow.
And we went there, and that's what the boys wanted, the ice cream. Here's my Runza story. So it was 1998. I came here because I was covering Louisiana Tech and Nebraska. I had not left Louisiana yet for Albuquerque, and so I was actually working. And my wife were going to go visit her mom, who worked over at the 4-H. And we were going over there, and she's like, would you like to stop at Runza? And I'm like, what is it? She said, well, it's kind of like a little bit like a meat pie, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, immediately in my mind, I'm thinking New York Jamaican meat pies, which is one of my favorite things to eat in the world. And if you do like them, you can get them at 78th and Blondo. There's a Caribbean place that has them, and they're incredible. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I would love to have one of those. So we swing through. He gets me one of these Runzas, and I bite into it. Again, I'm expecting a Jamaican meat pie. I'm not expecting what I got. And yes, it rocked my world. And so, yeah, I've never been able to quite get over that. And the smell when they open up that thing at the game, they have these coolers they walk around with runs, and they open it up, and the smell, the aroma comes out. That is rough. So that's my two experiences with the Runza. Yeah.
I got a good hamburger.
I've heard, I have purchased, the fries are good too. The crinkle cut fries are good.
Yeah, they are.
They're very good. Or Rita fries, as we used to call them when I was growing up. They're very good. I think those are good. My kids love the ice cream sandwich. They have the cookie ice cream sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Which is, yeah.
Big fan of that. The kids like. So there's things for everything. It's just the overall Runza. And my wife thought, oh, you know what would be good? I like Rubens. I kind of like Runzas. Let me try this Ruben Runza. Mm-hmm. She didn't realize that every Runza is exactly the same. They just cut it open and put the Ruben stuff in there. And it didn't go over well.
So they're in Colorado and they're in Lawrence, Kansas.
That's Runza?
Outside of Nebraska.
Okay, and they ship, obviously, too, for people.
Yes, they do.
I have a friend who from here who was very excited about getting some Runzas shipped.
They do a huge business for alumni groups on the East Coast for football games. They have watch parties.
That's a great idea.
They have an account with the group that puts on watch parties in D.C., which also includes the you know government officials that live in that are from here that live there. They do, like, they will buy a monstrous amount
thousands of runs. Thousands and thousands of dollars.
So there's you'll go to those places. Because I know in D.C., I got invited one time, is they will purchase like a ton of Runzas and Valentino's pizza, and they'll have it shipped out. And so you can recreate what it was like, you know, what's like going to a football game.
Okay. We did not, I'm going to tell you, we did not have that when we used to go to New Mexicans for Nebraska watch parties when I lived in Albuquerque when Bobby Newcomb was here, who was from Albuquerque, and they would sing the fight song and they would have giveaways, but they did not have Runza and or Valentino's pizza there. Bit other food.
Just do a poll. Here's another poll you could do.
Okay.
If you lived here, moved away, and are coming back to visit, the first restaurant that you have to hit.
It's a great question because we do this every place we live. I've been told that it's Runza. That's what I've been told by people.
Really?
Yeah,
stop talking to those people.
Unless you're talking about like going to a Dinkers. I know people who grew up in South Omaha or at least in that area. And when they come back, the first thing they do is go to Dinkers. Matter of fact, we've gone with them when they've come to town. But I hear more about Runza. Like, we have some friends who lived all over there in the military. They've been in Florida. They're in Orlando now. When they come up here, she loves Dorothy Lynch salad dressing, and she wants a Runza. So, yeah, that's not for me, but we're like that when we go to Albuquerque. We do that same thing.
I mean, I wanted to go, like, to a steakhouse. Like,
you're talking about sitting down. Okay, got it.
Either or. But coming back to Lincoln, like, I want to go to Laszlo's.
You know, I don't think... Oh, I have. No, I have. Spring game 2005. My car got towed. I went there one time. I had pizza, right?
Or I had a sandwich. We probably flatbread.
Oh, okay. No, I think we
had... The one in the Haymarket?
Yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's the only time I've ever been
there.
That
was my go-to date spot. Like my first date, I'd always take them to Laszlo's.
What's the place on 50th and L? I get those two places confused. It's on 50th and L. It's a pizza sandwich joint. You know what I'm talking about?
There's a Lansky's.
Lansky's!
Yeah.
Those are the two. I know, but those are two I get confused because I don't know
either
one of them.
I would not take my first date to Lansky's.
You say that. Here at 1620 in the Zone, we did a pizza prowl personally between all the shows. And so every day we would go pick up a pizza and bring it back here and all try it. And I believe it was Josh Peterson that went and got it from there. That was actually a pretty good pizza.
Now, pretty good pizza, but
it was a pretty good pizza.
But it's not fancy enough for your honey.
Not fancy enough for your honeys. Okay. I get
plus, if you say you're going on a first date, I'm giving George some advice here.
Okay.
You say you're going on a first date. Like you go to Lansky's, unless they're from that part of town and you guys share like a love of pizza, it's okay. But they're going to go, well, what do you think of me if you're taking me to a place like this?
No.
You take them to Laszlo's, they're like, oh, a little bougie.
You didn't. Maybe I'm doing it wrong, but I do not go all out on the first date. You got
to
earn it.
Well, you don't have to go all out, but somewhere nice.
So you're young. Do you guys do the Dutch
thing? Like, do you guys go to a drive-thru?
Do you do Dutch when you go your first date?
No, I won't.
I know that's a big thing with the young folks is they go Dutch. They split it. They split the bill.
Jesus, I should have. Should start dating again.
Yeah, it's a big thing now.
No, I won't. I'll pay for it.
You'll pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always think that the best thing to do is go someplace where you can talk.
Yes.
So pick a place where you can talk. And restaurants aren't always a great place to talk because they're so loud.
So loud, yeah.
A lot of restaurants are too loud to talk. So that was one of my favorite
definitely
things.
Definitely not going to a movie.
Well, you're obviously not going to talk in a movie for your first date. You wouldn't do that either. Mm. You want to go to a bar necessarily for your first date. I think getting coffee.
Coffee's a good one. Just going for a walk.
Or go for a walk, get coffee and sit in the park.
Yeah, bingo. Or go get ice cream and just walk around eating ice cream.
Right. You going to go for a walk on your first date?
Yeah.
Hey, it's not bad when you talk.
Meet me on the Keystone Trail.
Yeah.
I have gone biking with a girl on the first date. I have done that. We met at a bike store. I made it seem like I was a really big biker, which I wasn't. But I had a bike. And so we met on a bike trail and went biking.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was great.
Yeah, yeah, I could have had a really
good... We
didn't
talk a lot because we were biking.
Right. I could have had a really good first date when I was in college. And she said, hey, you know, my friend's got a pool. Why don't you come over and, you know, that'll be the first time. And I'm like, I ain't taking off my shirt.
No, that's not a great... Yeah. I think that is a horrible idea for first date.
Yeah.
Unless you're rolling with the abs and stuff, then, well, like, then you want to try to get that, like, as your first date.
I was like 22 and not super clear on how we actually met. But she goes, yeah, my friends are having a get-together at the pool, at our pool. You want to come over? And they live like an apartment complex. I'm like, nah. Nah, because you're going to expect me to take off my shirt. I do that stuff in the dark.
My wife and I's... I keep my shirt on. My wife and I's first date. So it happened in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm there visiting my sister, and my wife worked with my sister. I had a group home. And it's like Wednesday or whatever. And it's so hot there. You know, it's so unbearably hot. So I decide I'm going to go to the movies because it's cool inside the movies. Went and saw Men in Black 2, I believe.
Good one.
Saw another movie because when I came outside, it was still really hot. I saw a second movie. I go back to my sister's place, and she's like, have you met Chris? I met Chris. Chris is like, you want to go out with us tonight? We're going out to a bar. And I'm like, okay, sure, let's do it. Go to this bar. It closes at 1. Mm-hmm. We get there at 12.
Yeah.
They start pounding drinks. I told you about the Three Wise Men she was buying us. We just, for an hour, we're just slamming everything they bring us. We go outside. Eventually, people get sick. I end up going back to the apartment. That's our first date.
Wow.
That's our first date. Yes. An hour of just slamming way too much alcohol, trying to catch up before 1 o'clock when they closed. It was brutal.
I love it.
Yeah. That was 1997 when we met in Arizona.
Oh, wow. Yep. I like that.
It's a memory. I wouldn't call it a great memory. It's a memory. Yeah. It was fun. But I'm with you on going back to home, going back to places. When we go to Albuquerque, we have our standard places we hit. When we go to New Orleans, we have our standard places when we hit. When I go to Philadelphia, I go to the standard places and hit. Yes, I'm down with that.
Yours is Portillo's?
Mine is Portillo's.
It's a good 1,000%. Call. 'Cause you know why? There's nothing you can't get there.
Legitimately. Burgers. The salads are out of this world.
Yes, the salads are huge.
Yeah, they're huge.
Huge salads.
And they have their own house dressing, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
I don't think I'm going, if I've been away for a while and coming back and that's my go-to, I don't think I'm getting a salad.
Yeah, same.
I think I'm going to say, you know what? Same. This is a day when it's okay to consume 4,000 calories.
Yeah, you don't have to get the salad. His point is, most places, salads aren't great.
Yeah, if you're
eating
healthy.
But their salad is amazing.
If like you're like, oh man, I don't want to break my diet. You can still go to Portillo's and get something that's absolutely fresh and fantastic.
One of the best Big Ten media days we've had, which are usually in Chicago, they did an entire buffet of Chicago dogs.
Ooh.
So they had all the fixings. They had the dogs. They had the Venice beef. They had the buns. They had the salt. They had the pickles, everything.
The sport pepper.
And you just go around and you just make your own. It was outstanding. So good. That one particular. They don't do that every time, right? That was only that
no,
one year.
Now it's like the box lunch.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
That is the customary turkey or ham sandwich.
Okay, I've never had the pasta at Portillo's. They have a pasta thing, too.
So good.
Barnelli's pasta? Barnelli's pasta. Look at that.
It is so good.
Moscaccioli, a little baked moscaccioli.
See,
they've got the best onion rings
their
I've ever had.
Their menu is the Cheesecake Factory.
Their menu is incredible.
It really is.
We go to Cheesecake Factory every Christmas Eve. You go to church, don't want to cook at home, I'm cooking the next day, so we go to Cheesecake Factory every Christmas Eve.
Hey, welcome to Cheesecake Factory. Here is our Bible.
I only
it may take you 15 minutes to get through it, but we offer you everything.
Order off the small plates. That's what I do. I get 6 or 7 different small plates and just kind of eat off of those. It's the best way to do it. Don't get an entree.
Hey, after going there, I can understand why Vince Young blew all of his NFL salary.
So I understand. I think that a lot of that, the problem was it was on Cheesecake. That was the problem. Yeah. And that's
that
not good for
him. Expensive. It's good, but it's expensive. The Cheesecake? Oh.
Dave said he drove through a snowstorm to stop in Santa Fe. A cop pulled him over saying, what are you doing out in this? And he goes, I'm looking for a lot of burger. He thought I was crazy. That's really, 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 really wanting it to drive through that. That's funny.
See, that should be great advertising for that for Lotaburger.
For Lotaburger. You drive through a snowstorm to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
See, that's a good – put that on the board, George. We're racking up summer topics.
Summer topics?
Yeah. So, in the afternoon, I got him on. We're going to do the best what if. What if recruit
comic?
At Nebraska?
Oh.
No. Like Albert Pujols would have come to Nebraska if he was going to play college baseball.
Well, the best one by far is Marshall Faulk.
Emmitt Smith?
It's even better than Emmitt Smith. I think it's better than Emmitt Smith, and I think it's better than Barry Sanders, which is the other what if. They said he was too small.
Donovan McNabb?
They wouldn't let him, right? Danny Nee wouldn't let him play basketball. Mm. That's why I chose his mom. My favorite what if, and I'm really quick, my favorite what if is simply, what if Nebraska wins the 2006 Big 12 championship game? I think it changes the landscape of the program, what happens with Callahan, some of the recruits they could have gotten that year.
Is he going to do something with his defensive coordinator? Well, does his defensive coordinator go to Minnesota?
Again, win that game, and then let's see what happens from there. You don't put all the pressure on yourself in 07 to be USC. You're going to nail a bunch of the recruits who didn't come to you in 2006. I think that what if could change the landscape of the program.
See, it's also the conversation of add by the way, Carl Crawford and Bubba Starling.
That's another one. Yeah, Carl Crawford. Well.
Or the best decommit under a current head coach or any head coach at Nebraska. Like Scott really hasn't had any high profile decommits, but right, Mike hasn't. Riley, you could put together a nice little team.
Yeah. Well, if you look at just the guys that the Nebraska just missed out on from this draft, like Thomas Graham, who ended up going late in the sixth because he set out a year. That's a guy that was Clampington as well. Diamondo Lenore was another guy that was on the final list for Nebraska. There's a bunch of guys on the final list for Nebraska.
What's his name? Joshua Moore was committed.
Another
to Nebraska.
One. And it was committed, yeah, with Texas. Yeah. So, I mean, this is one of those years where you look back and go, what if they would have gotten all those guys? Where would we be right now? And by the way, also, you never get Tom Osborne coming back to the University of Nebraska if they win that 06 game, I think. You don't get the Bo Pelini era.
I think I'm okay that 06 didn't go the way that you wanted to go.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying I wanted to go. I just think that what if is pretty remarkable. And I don't think that Callahan was as bad as some people say he was. I think they were very close a couple times. Just, you know, didn't go.
Well, you have two guys post-Osborne that were really, really good in recruiting that just couldn't take their talent that they were either after or acquired and have it pay off on the field. I mean, Riley's staff could recruit.
No, I think that they identified it. Right. Well, right now there could be four starting quarterbacks in Division I that all were committed to Nebraska or here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Patrick O'Brien could start. Tristan Gebbia is probably going to start. We know that already that Vedrill's going to start. And there's a chance, I don't know if it's a big chance, but there's a chance that Luke McCaffrey could start.
Mm-hmm.
That's four guys. That's a trip.
Well, and then they'll have with Tyjon Lindsey, Avery Roberts.
Oh, the Oregon State guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Them. The other one besides Pujols with baseball,
yeah,
Cliff Floyd was committed to Jim Henry.
Oh, was he really?
Yes, like Jim Henry, you know, Creighton for baseball used to dominate Chicago. So they had all kinds of Chicago kids
this was
back
after '91 when he went to the College World Series,
and he had a commitment to Cliff Floyd, and he got drafted.
That makes sense. That's what Bubba Starling too. And
he committed to a college, but it was like, nah, he's never coming here.
Right, sure.
Or kind of like Van Horn, who got Pujols, and you know, because of his connection in Kansas City,
right?
He was like, "Nah, Pujols would never come to college. He was going to sign wherever." And he was what, 13th round? He would have been here in 2000.
Wow, that would have been incredible. By the way, we said this last week, but you forget sometimes how great his career was. Go pull up his stat page. There was about 8 years where you think, "Wow." He was incredible.
Yeah, he was a hitting genius.
He was so good.
In St. Louis. But give me your best memory of his time in Anaheim.
It's American League, which I don't watch, so I would say nothing. Although just last week when he hit that home run. I remember that.
You have very few memories of his time in Anaheim.
Yeah, well, I mean, Anaheim's been what they are.
They didn't get the return on investment, but it shows you that very few guys that get a big contract in baseball ever pay off.
Well, especially at that age.
Well, that's why if I'm going to give a big contract to somebody, I'm giving it to them when they're 23, 24. I'm not giving it to them when they're 28, 29, 30 years old.
So you're saying what the Mets did with Lindor is a good move?
Yes. Because look at guys that their contract, these huge contracts, have not paid off.
Right.
I mean, Alex Rodriguez did not. Look at when he got that contract at the end of his
which
career.
Which one are you talking about? Oh, I think the Rangers one obviously didn't. But when he went to the Yankees, they won World Championship.
But in terms of what they got on return on investment,
oh, okay.
It wasn't like he was the top player on that team.
Right.
You know, the Tigers gave Cabrera a monster contract. It's kind of unfortunate that you're seeing two guys that are going to go in the Hall of Fame, Pujols and Cabrera, at the end of their career like it is.
Yeah.
It makes you, he's kind of polarizing, but it makes you appreciate like a Hall of Famer that got a big contract at the end of their career that had a storybook ending in David Ortiz.
That was incredible. Yeah.
Because they're perfect. they're all Hall of Famers.
Perfect DH.
Uh-huh.
Yep, absolutely perfect.
Michael, have a good weekend.
You too.